the cultural industries are really a powerful economic sector all over the world and here in the Pacific and of course, in our three project countries. Unfortunately, one of the things that we are missing a lot are those sort of statistics and economic data that look at the exact number of people that are involved. We have some good information from Samoa, not as much detailed information from Fiji and Solomon Islands. But I think anecdotally, we can see as we travel in these places, as we work, as we live in these places, that we're surrounded by cultural producers, by people making handcraft, jewelry, the budding fashion industry in the region, also our musicians and our performing artists. I mean, I'm sure everyone has seen some beautiful Pacific dance performances. So, you know, even without the statistics, we can really see how many people are involved in this sector and how many people really are making a living or earning a partial income from their work in the cultural industries.
So to what degree is it about the business that they can get from people visiting the countries, and to what degree is there perhaps an untapped export market, depending on of course on what they're actually producing?
There's both, actually. Both are really, really important markets. And I think that most cultural producers right now are really making an income from the local sales of their traditional products, you know, particularly for cultural or family ceremonies and obligations. And, of course, the huge tourism market, and particularly in Solomon Islands, that is a really important source of source of income. However, there's a huge potential also in the expatriate market, which I think often gets overlooked. All three of these countries have a lot of foreigners that are coming and living and working there and have a little bit more purchasing power. And they're definitely investing heavily in traditional culture and in purchasing home decor products and music from cultural producers. On the other side, the export market, I think, presents an incredible untapped potential. The producers have amazing skills. They are really talented, and they bring a lot of beauty to the world around them. And I think with a little bit of business skill enhancement and some product development and market facilitation linkages, there is that potential to move into the export market. But it is a slow process of sort of working with communities and working with cultural associations and individual producers to make sure that they're at the point where they can compete in quite a demanding international market.
A lot of talk about trade negotiations in recent days. Of course, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and they're still trying to sort out the PACER Plus trade deal between Australia, New Zealand, and the Pacific Islands. The talk's been going on there for years. I mean, could either or both of those deals impact on the sort of people that we're talking here? And if so, would it be positive or negative?
There's always a bit of both when you're talking about international trade policies and agreements. I think actually what's more important and what impacts cultural producers on a higher level are the local cultural policies and the local policies that cultural producers need to work with. Often there are things that are challenging within the business enabling environment, whether that's import taxes on raw materials that producers need to use. I mean, if you look at fashion designers and jewelry makers, for example, a lot of the materials that they're using are imported because there's not a lot of fabric that's actually made in the Pacific Islands. And so even though they may end up exporting those products after they finish them, they're paying import duties on a lot of their raw materials. And so even though the international agreements can make an impact, the agreements and the policies and the regulations that have a much higher impact on cultural producers are the ones that are happening at the national level. And having national cultural policies is one step in really driving the promotion of the industry. And thankfully, Solomon Islands does, as one of the three project countries, is the one that does have a cultural policy in place. And Samoa is coming up with theirs soon and putting it through Parliament soon. So we're excited about progress in those areas.
So it's good to see that the countries are looking, as it were, to protect their own cultural industries and make the most out of them. But the big element in all of this, of course, is tourism. The more people they can get coming into Fiji, Samoa and Solomon Islands, the more people there are to sell to. There is a big push on in Samoa. I think Fiji is doing pretty nicely on the tourism front. What about Solomon Islands?
Well, Solomon Islands has recently released their new tourism strategy, and we're excited to kind of look towards the future of tourism and growing tourism in Solomon Islands. However, I think it's actually important to recognize that when we're talking about the cultural industries, that more tourists isn't always necessarily better. What countries and what cultural producers really should be looking for are the higher value tourists. So cruise ship tourists come in great numbers, and they can have a good economic impact on a country in a short amount of time. But particularly when you're talking about cultural products like handcrafts and fashion, you know, simple fashion things like lava lavas or sarongs, they don't tend to spend very much money. You know, we're talking about $10 per product, $10 Australian per product or per person. So what cultural producers, and I think what more of the ministries of tourism are really looking for is to enhancing and improving the type of tourist that is coming. So looking at that high-value, low-volume tourist that will come for a longer amount of time, will spend a lot more money, and are the type of tourists who are really interested in engaging with the local culture, and they're willing to spend money on meaningful, authentic experiences, whether that's a visit to a community, whether that's working on a turtle monitoring project, or whether that's engaging with a cultural producer on a meaningful level.